Good evening. My name is Dave Dobbins, and I'm a resident of Guilford, New Hampshire. Just about 2.5 years ago, we were here. You all remember that, folks, and here we are again. Well, I've read the amended application with its stated benefits and its listing of key developments since the last filing. I would categorize it as an interesting work of fiction with a presumptuous narrative which leaves the reader both unsatisfied and a bit agitated. For those who have not had the opportunity to review either application, here's my Cliff Notes version of where things stand currently. Okay, let's forget about American energy independence, enter into a 40-year exclusive use power agreement with a foreign government, exaggerate the economic and environmental benefits to New Hampshire, cram 1,500 or so high-voltage towers into existing right-of-ways that are actually a public asset purchased by New Hampshire ratepayers for in-state use. Say that the power is for New Hampshire, but deliver it to out-of-state. And, since eminent domain has been taken away from our original plan, use the $42 million from HQ to pester, bully, intimidate, or coerce as needed the residents of communities where there is no existing right-of-way so we can get a rough route area and refer to the whole ordeal as working with willing landowners. Oh, and let's say that we'll bury a small portion in a secluded area, and even though we don't have the legal right to do that, it will appear that we are listening. And now, even though we have no legal claim to be able to site the transmission corridor or any viable alternate route, we can file an amended application with the Department of Energy. Same bad idea, more bad behavior by the developers. Also, I do have a special component that I will be providing to the DOE for the official record in its review of the EIS for this project. This special component is in recognition that within my allotted time, there is no way that I could convey to you the essence of New Hampshire and what stands to be lost should this proposed project ever be allowed to be constructed. On behalf of its producers, at Indian Stream Productions, I am including for your EIS review a copy of the recently released documentary on the project. It is, I think, appropriately titled Northern Trespass. Thank you.